Hello, I'm Gary Schnittke, and I would like to welcome you to this Farm Doc FEFO podcast, number 11-5, and it deals with a FEFO entitled Corn Profitability Higher Than Soybean Profitability in the Corn Belt. Will this lead to more corn acres? This FEFO was written in response to the need for more corn acres. USDA has projected that we'll have 92 million acres of corn in 2011. That's up by 4 million acres from 88 million in 2010. That, by the way, that 92 million acre projection for 2011 isn't the highest. That the highest in recent times occurred in 2007 when we had 93.5 million acres. Even without it being the highest, the 2011 projection of 92 million acres is high and will require more corn acres than in 2010. To get those corn acres, we're likely to have to see acreage increase of corn in the Corn Belt. That's where more productive corn acres are, and to get corn acres, we're likely to have to see corn acres increase there. To get corn acres in the Corn Belt, we'll have to see a move away from soybeans. So, this FEFO looked at was whether corn returns were more profitable than soybean returns. We made those projections using a corn price of $5.85 and $13.25 for soybeans. Those happen to be the current delivery prices for grain at harvest, or you could forward contract grain for harvest at $5.85 for corn and $13.25 for soybeans currently. Harvest time delivery. The other major item that we looked in profit projections was a $210 difference in cost between corn and soybean production. We are estimating that corn non-land costs are $210 higher than soybean cost. Given those two items, we come up with a projection of corn being more profitable than soybeans by $188 per acre. And that projection is made for Central Illinois high productivity farmland. So, if we're looking at Central Illinois high productivity farmland, corn is projected right now using $5.85 for corn, $13.25 for soybeans, $210 cost difference in corn cost versus soybean cost. We're looking at corn being $188 more profitable than soybeans. That $188 is large by historical standards. Between 2004 and 2010, the difference averaged $48 per acre. The highest, or the most, that corn has been more profitable than soybeans occurred in 2008, when the difference was $118 per acre. So you can see in Central Illinois, high productivity farmland, right now, harvest time bids and cost projections lead to corn being more profitable than soybeans by a wide margin. We looked at that for different yield scenarios across all counties in the greater Corn Belt. So what we did was we took expected yields for each county in the Corn Belt. Prices are that $5.85 corn price, $13.25 soybean priced, and evaluated whether corn was more profitable or soybeans were more profitable than in the counties in the greater Corn Belt. This was done for non-irrigated land, basically for states from North Dakota to Ohio down to Missouri. What we found was that in most counties, particularly those in Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana, corn is projected to be more profitable than soybeans. And again, in that heart of the Corn Belt, southern Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, what we find is that corn is projected to be more profitable than soybeans in almost all the counties. There's two or three where that isn't the case. But overall, across much of the greater Corn Belt, corn is projected to be more profitable than soybeans. Those projections is included in the paper. It's given by break-even soybean to corn price ratios. So you can look at the map in that paper and see those differences. So what we have here is that corn is projected to be more profitable than soybeans. Now the question is whether or not we'll see farmers respond to that profit difference. There's some reason to suspect that the response may be more muted than we would expect given those profit differences, in part because last year corn after corn, which would have to increase for there to be more corn in the soybean or more corn in the corn belt, corn after corn last year had much lower yields than corn after soybeans in much of Illinois, at least. Yield trials reported in the pest management bulletin published by U of I, research done by Emerson Nafsinger suggests that in northern Illinois, corn after corn had 38 bushel lower yields than corn after soybeans last year or in 2010. That experience might cause farmers to think twice about planting more corn. And so while corn is projected to be much more profitable than soybeans, both crops, corn and soybeans, are projected to be profitable in 2011. So we're looking at a pretty good profit situation no matter whether you plant corn or soybeans. And then there's always the question of we're making projections in the spring. Will those projected differences actually result when, after harvest and after price changes, what will in fact be the actual price change or profit difference across the two crops? In any case, right now corn is projected to be more profitable than soybeans, and we'll begin to get a feel for what farmers plan on doing with planting intentions reports coming out here at the end of March.